This is WBAA. I'm Mike Lowitzow. Purdue's Energy Center is offering a unique opportunity for some high school students and science teachers in the middle and high school grades. The inaugural Purdue Energy Camp is slated for June 10th through the 16th. Joining me in the studio to talk about this are Maureen McCann, director of the Purdue Energy Center, Pankaj Sharma, managing director of the Energy Center, and Chris Foster, who's the director of science, technology, engineering, and math engagement at Purdue's Discovery Park. Thanks so much for coming in, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Maureen, let's start with you. Where did the idea for this come from?
So we were approached by Duke Energy, who was interested in the idea of a summer energy camp for students and giving them a very broad perspective on issues related to energy, both locally within the state and then nationally and also globally. And so we were very excited about this possible partnership, and Duke Energy Foundation gave us an award that we're able to move forward on it.
And Chris, Duke Energy is interested in this, but obviously Purdue is interested in getting more students interested in STEM and teachers ready to teach it.
This is a real opportunity for both those populations, for the science teachers to come up to speed on the current research that Purdue's doing in the energy fields and being given the opportunity to brush up on the kinds of energy topics they cover in their classrooms. And the students are really interested in that part of the world, I believe. Energy is the predominant thing that's driving our economies at this point. And for them, a close-in look at those kinds of issues might be very informative.
What can people expect? I guess let's start with the students. What can students expect from this camp, Pankaj?
We are expecting about 30 high school students and 15 teachers to come to the campus. They're going to be spending about 1 week on the campus. They stay in the residence hall. Every day, they are going to learn about different forms of energy. So they're going to get a tours of energy facility. They're also going to be meeting some researchers, industry leaders who are working energy as a grand challenge of the society.
Maureen, what kind of energy are we talking about? Traditional fossil fuels, renewables?
The whole big picture of the energy supply, both nationally in the U.S. and then also globally. So if we think of population increasing to perhaps 9 billion by 2030, there's going to be a 50% rise in demand for energy just as a function of that population increase on a global level. And of course, that has implications for our national security and our economic security. And so thinking of how we make a sustainable energy future that utilizes fossil fuels to their best advantage, helps extend their lifetime, but brings in transitions to sustainable and renewable forms of energy technology is very important. And it's very critical that we get the next generation of energy scientists and researchers thinking about these issues now.
Chris, this is the first year for Energy Center, but Discovery Park has a long history of engagement. What are some things you hear from students, from teachers who go through these similar types of events?
Students and teachers are always appreciative, but for different reasons. Quite often, we have classes that come to Discovery Park to look around to see what cutting edge is like. And the kids just love to be out for the day. They also appear to ask good questions, so I think they learn a lot. The teachers feel like these kinds of experiences they get through Purdue are important for them because they're expected to increase their capabilities through professional development opportunities that Purdue affords. So for them, being able to talk to Purdue faculty, to hear about interesting topics that you can't really pull out of textbooks or you'd have to work very hard to keep up with in the current literature is a real opportunity. It's great to be in the neighborhood of a major research university.
What are the specifics of Purdue Energy Camp? How do people apply? Who's eligible, Pankaj?
We have a website, purdue.edu/energycamp, and people can download the application. There's a separate application for teachers, separate application for students. Only thing we are asking students and teachers to write a maximum 300 words of why they are interested in this energy camp. And then we are going to be making decisions shortly. The deadline for the application is May 21st.
Is there a cost associated with either group?
The camp is completely free. Everything is going to be paid. In addition, teachers are going to be paid $900 for spending a week on the campus. So I think it's a very good proposition for us teachers to come and learn, also get some money.
It's the Purdue Energy Camp, June 10th to the 16th. Again, purdue.edu/energycamp. Thanks to Maureen McCann and Pankaj Sharma from the Energy Center, Chris Foster from Discovery Park, and good luck with the camp.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to WBAA. I'm Mike Lowitzow.